Trump's 80th birthday celebration today makes him only the second octogenarian president in American history. But the political implications extend far beyond the milestone itself. Hosting UFC Freedom 250 on the White House South Lawn, while polls show growing public concern over his health and mental acuity, creates an interesting contrast with how he previously criticized Biden's age during the 2024 campaign.
The health question becomes particularly relevant when you consider the high-stakes international negotiations happening simultaneously. Trump's 55-minute birthday call with Putin, where Ukraine dominated the conversation, demonstrates that age hasn't diminished his engagement with complex foreign policy issues. But the optics of an 80-year-old president managing multiple international crises while hosting combat sports at the White House will likely fuel ongoing debates about presidential fitness.
Senator McConnell's second hospitalization this year adds another dimension to concerns about aging leadership in Washington. McConnell remains one of the most influential Republican voices on foreign policy and defense spending, so his health status could impact congressional support for Trump's Iran deal and other international initiatives. The timing is particularly challenging given the complex legislative calendar ahead.
Congressional dynamics around the Iran deal are already proving complicated. Senator Lankford's insistence that any agreement should receive a congressional vote reflects broader Republican skepticism about executive agreements that bypass legislative oversight. This echoes the criticism Trump himself made of Obama's Iran nuclear deal, creating potential constitutional and political complications.
Senator Britt's announcement that Republicans will pursue a third reconciliation bill, specifically for defense spending, reveals the party's priorities and legislative strategy. Using reconciliation allows them to bypass Democratic filibusters, but it also limits what can be included in the legislation. This suggests Republican leadership believes defense spending increases are essential enough to warrant burning through their limited reconciliation opportunities.
The tension between Defense Secretary Hegseth and military leadership over munitions shortages illustrates broader civil-military relations challenges. When Hegseth calls munitions shortage concerns a manufactured story, but military officials like General Kelly disagree, it creates public confusion about America's actual military readiness. This kind of disagreement between civilian and military leadership can undermine both domestic confidence and international deterrence.
Trump's opposition to FISA renewal without an attached voting bill demonstrates how domestic political priorities are intersecting with national security legislation. FISA reauthorization is typically considered essential for counterterrorism and foreign intelligence operations, but Trump's linking it to voting legislation suggests he's using national security tools as leverage for domestic political objectives.
The state-level political dynamics are equally revealing. Texas GOP convention concluded without achieving unity, and Democrats have flipped four state legislative seats in special elections this year, outperforming 2024 margins by 11 percentage points on average. This suggests Trump's presidency hasn't provided the typical incumbent party boost in down-ballot races, which could impact the 2026 midterms.
Charlie Javis's request for a Trump pardon for her J.P. Morgan fraud conviction represents an interesting test of Trump's pardon strategy. Javis founded the student aid platform Frank before it was acquired by J.P. Morgan in a deal that investigators later determined was based on fraudulent user data. Her case involves financial fraud related to educational technology, which touches on several Trump administration priorities around tech regulation and financial services.
Bill Maher's endorsement of Plattner for Maine's Senate race, despite calling his record scary, reflects the broader challenge Democrats face in purple states. Maher's argument that Democrats need to restore balance by winning the Senate suggests even liberal commentators recognize they need to support candidates who might not align perfectly with progressive priorities in order to achieve broader political objectives.